cities and towns across the Commonwealth are legally required to have early voting in their city or town hall, especially here in Springfield. We do have handicap access, so we will be having it here. Some cities and towns who don't have an accessible location in their town hall are, you know, required to have it elsewhere. So from October 24th through November 4th, City Hall will be designated as an early voting location.
Now, you're only going to do it at one location, is that correct, or are you going to try for a multiple polling sites?
Yes. We're, at this point, we definitely are having it at City Hall because that is one of the requirements. What our plan is, we've been collaborating with some other city departments to see if there are buildings within the city that are not centrally located downtown where we can host early voting. Not for the duration of those 11 days, but possible pinpoint locations in other parts of the city where we can host early voting for a day out of the 11 days, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. You'd have, so you might have, say, one of the 11 days you might designate, let's say, a park or someplace where people could go to vote.
Correct. Or another city location, for example, one of the library branches. So we're in talks now collaborating with the library of possibly hosting out, let's say, for example, Indian Orchard Library, because that's a location that is further out from downtown and people historically have, you know, issues coming all the way down from the Orchard to downtown within our business hours, but not for the duration.
Now, you mentioned business hours, so the voting would be during normal business hours, or are you looking to expand those hours into nights and weekends?
Yeah, we're only required to have it during our normal business hours, which are 9 to 4, but that's one of the ideas that we have been discussing now, is to expand it to make it accessible to people who work or cannot come in between 9 and 4, to see if we can open up the office earlier, 8:30, and then close it later at some, in, right now, indeterminate time, but we're looking possibly 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock during that early voting period.
What kind of an expense are you looking at to do the early voting in Springfield?
I think the majority of the expense that we're going to see would be staffing. So staffing and advertising for the early voting. The ballots, the materials come from the state, so that won't be at the expense of the city of Springfield. But the man hours to actually host the early voting at the polling locations that are not down here in City Hall would be one of our major expenses.
Do you know? Do you have an estimate as to what it would cost, what it will add to your budget?
Not yet, because we're trying to toy with different locations, different hours, and it'll be somewhat of a cost, but it's something that we've already included in our FY17 budget, because we did expect that the state wouldn't be covering those costs.
So what would the impact be of this budget, of this budget veto that the governor issued on your early voting plans in Springfield?
I don't think it'll have much of an impact at this point. I mean, the only thing that we were looking hopefully to have would be some kind of accoutrements. We were looking for early the e-poll books, which would be the tablets, like an iPad or a tablet that we could use at the early voting locations. But aside from that, it won't have a major impact on Springfield.
Now, what happens to the when people go and they cast their vote early? What happens to those votes? Are they counted then, or what do you do with them?
No, the voter is actually marked off as having voted. So if they vote prior to the November 8th election date, they will be counted as having voted, but the ballot themselves are secured and they're brought back to City Hall if it's cast in a location not here in the building. It's stored in our vault. On election day, they get counted.
Like, so it's handled like the absentee ballots are?
It's, the process is extremely similar to the absentee voting process.
What I know we're a ways away here, but what's your anticipation for early voting? Do you think it will do you think you'll see a lot of participation in early voting, and do you think it will improve turnout overall?
I do expect for us to see a good amount of early voting. whether or not it adds to the final number or percentages on election day, I think what we expect is that most of the people who will cast ballots anyway are going to cast ballots, so just cast them ahead of time, which will help us out. It'll help the poll workers out in terms of cutting down on lines, traffic at the polls. But I don't see, you know, a market change, I don't think, coming from the early voting this time around as it is the first time. I do think there'll be people who will be interested in it. It's a very contentious election year, so we'll see, you know, those people who are coming out to vote for that. But it's still, you know, kind of up in the air at this point.